Rambam, Hilchas Maisar Kabonis, Perek Zayin, Halachas Beis, Gimel Dalet. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam mentions the Chatois HaNisrofos, which were the Chatois, special certain Chatois that were not eaten, the Basar wasn't eaten by the Koyanim, rather it was taken outside of the city, Chutz L'Shalosh Machnos, and it was burnt in the Beis HaDeshen. Now, L'Choyra, Bashkof Rishona, if it was brought to the Beis HaDeshen, the Basar of these Chatois, so one would think that it's just part of the process, but it's not necessarily like part of the avodah of the karbonis so much, in the sense that it just needs to be burnt. Like you burn pesulei mikdashin, you burn certain things that cannot be offered up. And mamela, the seder is you need to burn them because they can't be eaten for a technical reason. And that's the lechera why in halacha hey, the Rambam says that it's kshera bezor, kshera balayla. It could be done by a non-Koyan, it could be done in the night. But if you look in some of the more of the protim, you see that l'chur, it's not that way. Because, first of all, the Rambam says it has to have a nituach like an oila. It has to be cut up in the same way you cut up the oila. So we're makbid on the way you cut it up before we burn it. So it's not just that you burn it to get rid of it, there's a certain avoid here. Also, in halacha gimel and dalet, the Rambam says there are three places to burn the different kodekotchim. Two of them are in the Azorah and the Harabayis, and one of them is mechutz la'ir. And which ones get to go mechutz la'ir? The dafka the chatois hanisrofis that are nasas kimitzvoson. In other words, they are kosher chatois, but they are. For whatever reason the Torah has, the Hashem has, the Eibush said it has to be burnt dafka outside of the city, and that's only when it's done properly. Then it gets to go outside the city. If it's not done properly, if there's a psul, then it gets burnt right in the Azara. But the ones that are done properly have the schus of being burnt outside of the city, chutz l'shalosh machnos, in the Beis HaDeshen. So we see there is a hakpada over here. So how do we understand this? On the one hand, it's l'chur, it's being burnt, so it can't be eaten, which a kosher carbon needs to be eaten. Masha'enke, in a carbon that is not kosher, you have no choice. You need to burn it, bury it, be paid it. But here, no, the pasuk says, dafka has to be nisrofis beveis adeshen. So l'chur, we can understand this based on the well-known igris HaKadosh Al Tereb in Perek Chav Ches, in Simen Chav Ches, where the Al Tereb talks about the Parah Adumah. And the Al Tereb asks over there, Lominis Mecha Parshas Miriam, Le Parshas Parah, Leim Lecha Ma Parah Mecha Peres. The Chazal compare the Mis of Tzadikim to the Parah Adumah, which the Al Tereb asks, what's the comparison? L'chura, Parah Adumah is not a regular carbon. It's done b'chutz. It's done b'chutz l'shalosh machnos. And the Alter Rebbe explains that dafka, that's the reason why Mrs. Tzadikim is mechaper, because it's like a paraduma dafka. What's special about a paraduma? It's done me b'chutz, out of the base of Mikdash. It's processed. It's the maisa para. It's also called a chatos. So even though it's done me b'chutz, it's still called a chatos. And just like the chatos is mechaper, so too the par is mechaper, but it's a mechaper in a much greater way. It's even mechaper on averis from gibel klipas atameis, complete averis that are done b'mezid. The regular carbon that's in the Beis HaMikdash is mechaper on inyonim of b'shoigig. If you do something b'mezid, it's not mechaper. But the inyon of the par adum is even mechaper on an inyon of gibel klipas atameis, on avia v'satuma, on tumas mes, which includes in Yonim of Gimel Kibzat Meis, which are also b'mezid. So the fact that it's done mibachutz, and it's still considered a chatos, is because it's mechaper on a far greater, it causes a far greater kapora, and al derech zeh, Mrs. Tzadikim also cause a far greater kapora. And you see this also in Hilchos Paraduma, Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav. Over there, the Rambam says that if you burnt the Paraduma Shaloi B'Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, it's Psula Mipnei Shemaseo Ke'ein Avoido. Because the Maisim are like Avoida. It's like a regular Avoida in the Beis Mikdash. It's just done Bachutz. So it's an Avoida that the Eibishter gave us. And as like we said, Alter Rebbe explains, this is because it is mechaper on a far greater averus. Also in Lacha Yudayin over there, kol masa pora mitchila vatzoif eno ela bayoyim uvizichrei kuhuna v'amelocha pizalas ba'atshet yosa efer. You clearly see it has to be dafka done by a kohen, dafka bayoyim. So that is regarding the para aduma, that the para is al derech a carbon, but it's dami bachutz because it has to be mechaper on inyonim of chutz, inyonim of gimuklets at kibul klips at meis, which are found outside the realm of kedusha. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to chatois anisrofos, we don't say it has to be done. We talk it has to be cut up properly, it has to be done in a kosher way, mi bachutz, but it does not need to be done by a kohen. And it could be done balayla. So, how do we understand this? L'chura, again, building on what we just read from the Alter Rebbe. So, at the end of the day, the Chatois Anisrofis are mechaper on all the averas, but primarily they're mechaper on shoigig. It's just that the kind of shoigig that the mechaper on is a colossal shoigig, a klolistika shoigig, l'moshel. A parabol kala mitzvahs, like the Rambam says in Maisar Karbonis Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, Kol Chatois Shel Tzibur Necholis Chutz Mishal Yom Kippurim, Shechaver Mishtaleach. We're talking about a sor of Yom Kippurim, which is mechaper on the klolis haverus of Bnei Yisrael, and also Sira Yavedah Zorah. It's mechaper on a shogig of Yavedah Zorah, which is a klolistik shogig, not a regular shogig. A parhelim of the habal kala mitzvahs, or if a kain mashiach or a nasi yechta, in these kind of averis, which is a klolistic person, so it's mechaper on a far greater shoygig. But so a pizeh kemen zog ula yeshleimer that since it's a mechaper on a far greater shoygig, it also has to have a part that's done mibachutz, even though the actual emurim are taken out mibifnim, like we say in Perg's in. Perk Hey Aloch Yud Aleph. Kol Chatois Anisrof is Domam Nichnas Lefnim Lehechol Amazim Mimen Hashem Kesharim Fush B'Torah. It's first of all the blood is taken in the Hechol Taker, not just on the Mizbeach Achitzin. So it's obviously a greater. It's a carbon that has to accomplish a far greater inyan. But as he says in Perk Zayin Aloch Beis, Chetzan Maisa Chatois Anisrof is Shoket V'Zerich Domam Kemesh Barano V'Achkar Kerem Metziam Haimurim. You take out the Haimurim and offer them on the Mizbeach and inside the Azara, and then Sheirison you take Chutz La'ir. So it's kind of a carbon that's in between the Paraduma and the regular Chatos. On one hand, it's Shogig. On the other hand, it's a Klolistika Shogig, a far greater Shogig that needs a greater Kapara. So perhaps that's the reason why, on one hand, it is Nasis Bifnim, but it's the Sheiris on the Basar is not eaten, it's burnt Mibachutz. Because the reason it's done Mibachutz is again because it has to have a far greater shogig that accomplishes something that is also Mibachutz. So based on this, it would come out that there's three dargas. There's a regular shogig, which can be mechaper mibifnim by the kohen, when the kohenim get to eat it. It's not something that's beyond achila. Then there's chatois anisrofos, which is it is takadam mibifnim, but it has to have an element that's also bifnim b'heichel, even in the kodesh kodashim, and also dan mibachutz, the sheirison, which is burnt mibachutz. And the reason it's kshera bizar and balayla is because the ikar carbon was already done bifnim. It's just the she'eris that's done mibachutz. And then finally, a paraduma, which is completely done mibachutz, which is mechaperon gimel klipas atmeis, which is an aver that's bemezid, which is even more than all that. Therefore, it has to be completely done mibachutz. And therefore, it's done, because it's done completely, therefore, a kohen needs to process the whole para from beginning to end.